hand in my hand, behind a gun, I make my final stand. That's why they call me bad company, and I can't deny it. Rebel souls, deserters we are called. Chose a gun and threw away the sword. Now these towns, they are. Six guns sound is our claim to fame. I can hear them say, bad company, and I won't deny. Bad company, till the day I die.
Broadcasting Network. We are live January 23rd, 2022. Been 4 weeks since I've done a broadcast. So much has happened in my life, the life of my family, the life of this existence of our society, this universe. Suffering the loss of a parent and being away from the mic, it's hard to come back. It really is. And you start questioning, you know, everything. And are you making a difference? Is it worth it? Is it, you know, all those things. But I'm here, and I made it back, and it's been a rough number of weeks, and it's almost like paralleling the larger society, our downward spiral into slavery, technocratic feudalism, you know, it's strange. You know, because I've been gauging all this, and I've still been paying attention as much as possible to the juggernaut of evil heading our way. You know, and then people get giddy about Britain and Ireland and so forth, seeming to. Lighten or lessen the boot on the neck of their people. I unfortunately think something wicked this way comes. Okay, you've got Dr. Malone warning about hemorrhagic fever. You've got other things happening. Let's see here. Mr. Producer, if you'd get clip six ready. You know, you look at these little things that happen, and then you realize how they can piggyback on top of just a news blurb, okay? And then cloak an operation behind the news blurb, whether it was real or fake. You know, this synthetic reality that we are living in, as far as trying to stay informed, it's damn near impossible. And a lot of people I know, you know, you listen to hosts on the radio and various networks and talking about, you know, there's, I don't do a lot of current events because it's all just, you know, so scripted, produced, cookie cutter, you know, plastic. I mean, we've gone so over the top now with these politicians and these people in the news media that, you know, the emperor has no clothes to all of us, but yet there are a whole lot of people grasping desperately onto these institutions because they want some sort of continuity. They want something solid in their life because somewhere down in their soul, they realize there's nothing solid now. You're in the middle of a KGB, NKVD, Cheka style operation. I mean, you've got people in the FBI testifying before senators saying, I can't answer that question. I mean, about Ray Epps. And then you got little slimes like Kinzinger, and he goes to bat. Oh, this guy, that's outlandish that you would think that he's some sort of an asset of the FBI, blah, blah. You got this little slimy Jewish mobster, Merrick Garland, is the head of the Department of Justice, the Attorney General. I mean, we are in Soviet America, and nobody knows it except this little segment, you know, on a few networks. Well, they just think it's the left. The left. They just think it's, you know, they don't understand this mafia that encompasses many institutions that views them as lower than cattle. I mean, this is fentanyl versus COVID. Fentanyl versus COVID. I mean, people are just dropping like flies from all of the fentanyl flooded into this country. And then somebody was saying, well, the fentanyl's kind of let up. Yeah, well, that's due to the fact that there's probably tons upon tons sitting in these container ships and containers at our ports waiting to flood in. Not that it doesn't come across through cartel activities and so forth and so on, but the lion's share comes in through these ports, and we all know this Chinese fentanyl. But the death numbers, it's so pathetic. And then these people wearing these carcinogenic blue surgical masks from the CCP, these rapid antigen tests, many of which are coming from China. You know, I was listening to Rents the other day, and they're getting word that you just open these tests up, and you just put the swab right into the, you know, the testing location, and it's just coming up positive without any kind of a sample of any, you know, nasal passage, blah blah blah. Yeah, so this is where it's at. Truckers on the border, this whole thing with these mandates. This is the Holodomor beginnings. Now, whether we make it out of this winter without some sort of a huge cataclysmic event or not is questionable. We're at the end of January, so we've got the whole month of February and beginnings of March. The weather, due to this manipulation, you know, these climate change. No, the climate change is the gangsters in the Air Force and NASA and the alphabets and their equivalents and all these governments manipulating the weather. Now, at the same time, the Almighty is bringing judgment onto the planet, I'm sure. But at the same time, you've got all the weather manipulators, the terraformers, the geoengineers creating this catastrophe in order to blame us and our daily activities as insidious. Therefore, we need to be removed. You understand? Georgia Guidestone style. So don't let these little AOC sycophants at the university or in your local neighborhood or wherever talk about some climate change to you. Tell them to go over there to Langley and NASA headquarters and the Air Force bases and tell them to quit manipulating our weather and spraying us every day with unknown substances. And some of them are known: radiological, heavy metals, omnicidal chemicals killing the foliage, the trees, the, you know, and spraying this crap on the crops. And that's just before the whole bio sludge crap that Mike Adams and all these guys are talking about in a good old state of Washington. That Governor Inslee, that little slimy looking pedo SOB with the whole Soylent Green spray this on the crop stuff so we can boil down some dead humans and go ahead and create liquefy these dead humans and then spray that all over the place, this bio sludge. It's just real, real nice. It goes straight out of some of the most sickening the mind of H.R. Giger or Lovecraft or any of these, you know, real dark writers' minds, that this is where we're living in this reality now. And it's really, you know, and people are like, well, how can these people make these decisions? You know, I covered that whole quantum D-wave, Geordi Rose, Ghost in the Machine stuff. How do we even know that they're just not taking orders from some ghost in the machine, a demon dressing itself up as the artificial intelligence in one of these super, super, super secret, computer banks somewhere? They kind of let the cat out of the bag some years back when that AI thing, Tay, went full-blown, let's just say, genocidal agenda very, very quickly once they turned this thing on and let it go to its natural end. So who knows where, you know, who's barking these orders out, but I guarantee you it's coming from the demonic underworld where a lot of these people think that they are channeling, especially these people in these covens, these witches, warlocks, and all the rest of these people. They do their little rituals and then they believe they're getting these downloads, you know, your automatic writers, all these people trying to tap into the supernatural and get messages on how to proceed with the plan. Let's see here. So the illegal aliens allegedly can use an arrest warrant as a form of identification to get on planes and run around. And all you serfs, you turds, you've got to have real ID and passports, and blah, 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 blah. They've flipped it. You know, you're a second-class citizen in your own country. It all has to do with this jurisdiction and your status and all of this stuff. But a lot of these people that think that they've won battles in the courts and that, and they've gotten free from the system, and then somehow that the system can't touch them. And yeah, wait till the next phase. Okay, all you people that think that you've gotten your sovereignty and you detached yourself from the federal beast in D.C., yeah, wait till they just send a goon squad on you when the next stage of lawlessness hits. So let's circle back, as Jen Psaki likes to say. And Mr. Producer, go ahead and roll clip 6.
This is Dabu 7. We have a heads up here out of Pennsylvania, as residents are being told not to approach a monkey if they see one that has been missing after a crash involving a pickup truck and a towing trailer took place. Apparently, 100 of these animals escaped. Now, state troopers had urged people not to go looking for these monkeys. Now, this happened near an Interstate 80 exit in Montour County. They say anyone that sees or locates any of these monkeys is asked not to approach, not to attempt to catch or come in contact with these monkeys, to call 911 immediately. Now, they say that many of them escaped during this collision that took place. They went out through the frigid weather, and they were able to get all but one. So they're saying that there is a monkey, a lab monkey, which we don't know the history of. We don't know if this thing had already had stuff done to it. It had already been through trials. We just know that it was on its way to another lab. They use these monkeys, as you guys know, for all types of lab stuff. So, this is the latest. We don't know a whole lot about anything these monkeys had gone through before heading in this direction. But they're saying, do not go around them. Do not touch them. Well, if you guys do have info, let
all
me
right,
know.
Stop Dabu it 70. There, Mr. Producer. Thanks. All of the little things that could open up in one's mind if you've trained your mind to be able to accept stimuli that gets dropped into these little news cycle stories. Remember when the whole COVID thing, for those of you that listen to the broadcast all the time, where I basically told the audience I had just watched Stephen King's The Stand again at the beginning of the whole COVID thing. And it was a lab leak, you know, and the security guard on the base decided to go get his family and get the hell out of there. And then he spreads the blah, blah, blah throughout the population. And, you know what happens then. So then they can drop this little, there's monkeys all over the place, you know, driving around in trailers. And one gets loose and it's the beginning of The Stand. And remember the monkey pox I talked about some weeks back that had, you know, penetrated into the news cycle again. So, you know, I look at the St. Louis, you know, when my dad died, he went into cardiac arrest in front of me. You know, I was taking care of him, and I went into natural training, you know, regime, and I went into and I did CPR on him. It's a real son of a gun to do CPR on your own parent for about 15 minutes. But EMS showed up, and I still have to write a letter of commendation for the way these guys worked and took care of my dad. And I'm not going to go into the rest of what happened, but he ended up at a local emergency room where he passed away. And, you know, they were building all of these tents. You know, this was less than 2 weeks ago. Okay. So they were building all these tents outside, these I guess it was Omicron tents, you know, like they were going to get flooded with all these people that need to be tested and all this doom porn outside these hospitals. You know, you hear about all these scams people are running with the testing, and it's just our country has reached a level of corruption, even down to the man, the personal level, especially in certain sectors, certain communities, I'll say, that everybody's running scams. People work harder to run a scam than they do just to try to do something honest. And once we've reached this level of corruption, I can only see further implosion. Unfortunately, most people are not feeling remorse. They're not feeling any kind of natural affection towards their fellow man. Things are get more and more cutthroat. We're seeing it all over the level of criminality, the level of basically your road warrior mentality, Mad Max. Get what I can, you know, the hell with the consequences behavior. It's magnified to a very alarming level. And so back to the doom porn and all the hospitals and all the rest of it. And I look at Britain and the UK and Ireland and all them just out of the blue, just saying, you know, we're going to a different plan. We're going to plan A, where you're dropping all the draconian stuff that they've been pushing all this time. And I know people are pushing back and so forth and so on. But with me, I think that there's going to be something else that happens. Okay. Now, whether it's this war that's brewing with the West and Russia over Ukraine, it's very hard to tell, but I still see this removal of the boot off of the people of Ireland and England, and allegedly other countries are going to fall in tow. I see that as a head fake. I see that as something else is up their sleeve. Something deep down in my gut's telling me this. And so the vax deaths are going to go into overdrive, or some sort of a coordinated pathogen release of some sort is on the way. And I don't want to be that guy, but I just, like, this is strange how they are completely doing a 180 here, and there's something here that is going to happen, and it's probably not going to be pretty. So you got these, you know, you got organ people that needed organs being denied, all this stuff that was happening, and now all these countries are just going to turn on a dime and say, oh, we're getting rid of all the restrictions, so forth and so on. I don't know. There's something here. So you got the little slime bag Jew, Howard Stern, telling people to go home and die because they didn't take the vaccine if they have any kind of health issue. So I break my leg and I'm bleeding. I shouldn't be able to go get fixed up at a hospital because I didn't take this shot. Coming from all these Jewish-run companies, Howard, how is that? That's just a coincidence, isn't it, Howard? You got Tony Podesta over here at Huawei, okay, the big 5G Chinese network. Tony Podesta that got his immunity from the Mueller investigation. Isn't that nice? Now Ray Epps is going to testify allegedly Friday, I believe. or he did just this Friday. I think it's coming up, but I'm not sure. I've been reading it, but the whole Ray Epps thing really pisses me off. But he might have just testified, or it's going to be this Friday. But he's going to get immunity from the J6 committee. Isn't that nice? So this guy, filmed by numerous people, talking about going into the Capitol and doing things and all the rest, he gets some immunity while all these other people are languishing in these jails. Coming up on some of them right at a year. Okay, that didn't even hardly do anything, but yet this guy gets his immunity to come testify. Isn't that nice? Fauci, he's ready for the kids under 5 to start getting their little dose. Okay, so. You know, and I saw this article, and it won't be coming up on break, but a lot of people are figuring it out. Plan to, quote-unquote, tag as many people as possible under the guise of COVID pandemic revealed. New cryptocurrency system controlled by global elites. Now, it talks about Zelenko, and all these guys. And look, how long have I been talking about this? And that you know, this stuff's been floating around on BitChute and other places for a long, long time. But for some reason, some of the big heavyweights, like Alex Jones especially, think about the whole batches. How bad is my batch and all that stuff. I had that in my notes from January 3rd. It's 20 days later, and now Greg Reese is covering. I'll probably play that clip in, after the break, but people are getting into the batch kind of theory, or not even necessarily a theory anymore, but how they were sending out hot batches. And I talked about them sending these hot batches into predominantly your white patriot areas, where you've got a much greater chance of getting one of these very, very maiming or killing batches if you lived in an area where probably the alphabets and the beast criminal DC decided, you know, this is a really, really hardcore pro-gun, you know, pro-American revolution area, and then we're going to send up some hot doses into this area and really, really get these people jacked up. Well, it's an interesting concept. But so the bioweapon here, which is pretty easily, people are treated pretty easily, but the real patents here about mining cryptocurrency. This is the big deal, and I've been talking about this for weeks upon weeks upon weeks, about this is what's in these shots. It's the Internet of Bodies, the Internet of Things. We'll see you guys on the other side.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, we're back. It's City Earning Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Now, back to this article real quick. this is Zelenko, but this is a bunch of people way before Zelenko that were along these lines. Then I realized something. There were two patents that I became aware of. They're separated by a year, but they're linked in the puzzle and the concept. One was August 31st, 2021, that describes nanotechnology engineering. It basically describes the following. That there's a capability, the technology already existing in these vaccines that allows for the measurement of biometric data, meaning your heart rate, your respiratory rate, temperature, and then the transmission of that data with your location to a third party. That didn't even make sense to me. Like, what? But then I realized there's another patent owned by Microsoft, which I covered I don't even know how long ago. This one I remember by heart. It's an international patent. W02020060606. You can't make this stuff up. The patent describes linkage of biometric data transmission to cryptocurrency, Microsoft, of course, was founded by Gates, who continues to serve as the company's CEO. And, of course, he's the one big pump in the vaccines worldwide. You see how the crypto ties in, blah, blah, blah. Also beginning this winter, major stars like Matt Damon and NFL quarterback Tom Brady are appearing in TV ads hawking cryptocurrencies. Well, one of the big sponsors of the UFC is Crypto.com. You'll see it on all the fighters and so forth and so on. Then I got it. And by the way, 2026, when everyone is supposed to be tagged with a digital ID, let's call it blah, 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 is a year before the beginning of the insolvency of Medicare, the beginning of economic collapse. And so the real agenda has become obvious to me. And I played some of this. I don't know if I played it, but Dr. David Martin was talking about the reason for depopulating the elderly is Social Security becoming insolvent around a little bit after 2026. So they need to move a bunch of people off the rolls, if you will, getting them into the coffin. You see, kind of interesting. It's never been about health. COVID-19 is easy to treat. It was always about using fear and mass psychosis to get 7 billion people to willfully get injected with the technology that would permit them to participate in the new cryptocurrency-based system, the system that the world would use for finance, he continued, after the Great Reset. I'm injecting fiat currency and all the traditional ways of transactions will be gone. The only way that you actually will be able to participate in transactions of buying bread, let's say, is having a transmitting sensor of information with your location. It's the mark of the beast, if you really want to know. With that, you can then buy bread for your family. And let's see here. We had the one guy talking about how the COVID microchip developers all talking about it, no stopping its rollout and so forth and so on. So these vaccines, which probably have this transmitting ability, I think they are the next step, the precursor to something else. Now, could these things work as the mark of the beast now? Yes, I guess, but people, you know, the prophecies in Revelation talking about the forehead and the right hand. Now, there were some people on BitChute and other places talking about when they were tagging people way up into their cribriform plate area that goes up kind of near the forehead. And so some people were trying to say that PCR test, especially the ones at the beginning, they're tagging you up there in that area. Kind of interesting. Just wanted to throw that out there. Let's see. Mr. Producer, get clip 13 ready. And what's fascinating about this graphene aspect to this whole thing is the conductivity when you're talking about transmissibility and information and all of these things through the Internet of Things and then so forth, and then being an ingredient in these shots. Go ahead and roll 13.
This is the hexagonal lattice of carbon atoms called graphene. It's single atom thick, but stronger than steel. It conducts electricity and heat efficiently and has been slowly realizing its potential as a game changer. Kostya Novoselov, who won the Nobel Prize for his work on graphene, says one great application is in communications. Because graphene is completely transparent and can transmit information via optical circuits incredibly quickly and efficiently.
It just allows you to push the signal processing into the optical domains. Because, and honestly, I don't think any other material apart from graphene can do the same, can change its optical state at the same pace. So I think that's probably one of the most exciting and at the same time realistic applications.
Lightweight graphene can be easily incorporated into everything from shoes to clothing to cars, and that will make them strong, flexible, and smart. And its ability to move information quickly is going to be part of what makes the super-fast 5G networks that are coming soon possible.
We started to see it first in composite material applications, in sport goods. Now it goes into advanced cars. But now we already start to see it being used for electronics, for printed electronics. And I think it just develops with a very good pace for a new material.
Graphene is also making more efficient solar panels possible, and it's making smart electronics smarter and faster. But graphene might even soon be making people better.
I think we will see more interesting applications, like applications in biotechnology, maybe in membrane technology. So those are quite exciting, but they need a little bit more time to mature.
Novoselov says graphene circuits are so sensitive, an atom thin probe can read and map brain activity and send that information to doctors or a phone in case of
All right, you can stop there. It really lets you kind of into the Elon Musk Neuralace kind of concepts, and some people believe that these shots are actually already the progenitors to building nanostructures in people's brains and other parts of their body. This is... We're way past anything we've seen in movies thus far, except maybe, you know, like your Terminator Matrix type stuff. But think about when, you know, you would shoot one of these Terminators, the later ones, and they would just heal back up and all that sort of stuff. We can kind of see the beginnings of that sort of nanotechnology, to where a bullet could pass right through somebody that is a hybrid, and then nanobots would just start repairing immediately the injury and that sort of thing. Where this 5G concept is going, it's very crazy. Mr. Producer, get clip 8 ready. So we got two parts. So I'm going to play the beginning, and then we're going to fast forward to 4 minutes, and then we'll play it on from there. So go ahead and play the beginning of clip 8, and then I'll tell you to stop, and you can go up to 4 minutes. Go ahead and do it.
Africa. If you take another glance at the heat map of the world for the COVID coronavirus, you'll notice that Africa is barely touched. Also important to note that Africa, as of 2016, has 1.2 billion people. I know what you're going to say. Mm-hmm. Hot places are not getting the virus. Hot places are not spreading. Okay. Then explain this. Out of all of Africa, the place with the most cases is the country furthest away from all the action. South Africa. They have the most cases, with under 1,500. Now take a wild guess, which African country has the most 5Gs deployed? Yep, you guessed it, South Africa.
All right, go ahead and stop it there, and fast forward to 4 minutes, and then you can resume it there. Now other people will tell you that the reason why none of the Africans are getting it is because they're taking hydroxychloroquine, blah, 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 and then so that's a, you know, prophylactic, and that's why they're not getting it. I think something's going on with this 5G deployment and so forth and so on. But go ahead and play it at 4 minutes.
If you still don't believe in the 5G conspiracy, please watch this. Speedtest.net. Many of you know this website. I literally just went to look at the speed of my internet, and I stumbled across this by accident. Discover your nearest 5G deployment. It's a map of the entire world and all the 5G networks. Now watch. Here's a quick COVID update. USA has now more than doubled second place. If you take a look at the heat map for USA, you'll notice everything is happening on the east side of things, mainly New York City. Other than that, second place is California. This is a world map of all the 5Gs that have been deployed all over the world. USA has 5,500, while the rest of the world don't even equal 3,000. New York alone has a radius of about 1,500 deployed 5Gs, and California is second with almost 350. Follow and share this as I do the exact same thing and break down each country. 5G is what's killing us. Part 2, Mexico.
You can stop it there. It's an interesting concept. People have been warning about 5G forever, and then later on I'll play a bunch of doctors talking about warning about 5G and the symptoms, which are the same symptoms of allegedly if you got COVID-19, by the way. I'm going to go ahead and pull up a caller, hijacker in Washington, breaking into the show. What's on your mind, man?
Yeah, Robert. Well, I'm a hijacker. I come to hijack. But yeah. Listen, I'm sorry about your dad. We're all assigned so many black arrows that of people that we know end up dying on us, and it's pretty bitter when it slams into you. It cuts you to the heart. So yeah. So I'm sorry about that. But listen, I did want to say that Giuseppe and Scorpio. They really did. They did you right.
Thanks. I forgot to thank them and Blackbird 9. I'm glad you called and reminded me. So I want to thank Giuseppe, Blackbird 9, and Scorpio for filling in for me last week. I'm glad you said something. I meant to say that at the beginning of the broadcast, but go ahead.
Oh yeah, no, Robert. they wore your flag. I mean, they had Robert Revolt's flag. They went all out. They went like off the reservation. They went the whole way. But so I'm calling in. This information, Robert, is probably going to be the biggest breaking information that you ever had on your show. And that is, there's two things. One, about the Tonga volcano. Mm-hmm. There's actually footage of that eruption out there, where you actually see a missile coming over, landing, and just a massive detonation where you get a mushroom cloud, literally the size of Poland.
What does it mean? Sorchefal was breaking that said the Russians were doing that as a deployed as a way to tell us to knock it off.
Well, I mean, we both know the construct of the world. You're not allowed to do something like that unless you get it signed off by the One World Order High Council. So I'm thinking it's the American deep state. They were doing a test. But the big thing about that is that it looks like they got a bigger nuclear weapon, but also they got a new delivery system which can bring in climate change, because they can set these things off on all these what they call submarine volcanoes that are just below the surface and not get caught. This particular one, they got caught. But here's the big news, Robert. Did you see the White House, the top floors, and the demolition charges going off all the way along the top floors?
I saw that floating around on some of the websites. Very, very weird stuff.
Right. Well, here's the website. I don't want to leave your audience in the dark, and then I'll jump off. But it does mean something. It looks like this is how they're going to close out the Biden-Harris administration and then usher in, I think they're going to go a junta, a military junta. But it's at Clout Hub, clout hub.com. And then you go to Refran's channel. Refran is basically spelled RAFARN'S. And it's called the Untitled video at clouthub.com, Refram's channel. And so what you see, and you can see it's not CGI. There's been like 1,000 smart guys that have tried to rip this apart, and everybody pretty much agrees. Look, those are small demolition charges being set off. It goes from one window to the next. And I've worked a lot of construction, so I know what those charges are. But it almost looks like gunshot, but you see boom, 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 and then it goes to the next window. And it looks like what they're preparing the White House for, it's not to do a demolition so they can do a rehab. It looks like they're weakening the interior of the White House so that when a JDAM, and of course you're a former Marine, you're always a Marine, I guess, when you know what a JDAM is, once that bomb hits, it's going to completely wipe out the White House. And so what we're looking at is this is the precursor in this video. As you go to the five-minute mark, if you want to go ahead and just look it up, and, you know, off the air, just kill the sound, and you can take a look at it for yourself. You can see it looks like, because the White House is already strengthened, they already got steel walls and stuff like that, but it looks like they're internally weakening the White House, so when a big weapon hits it, it's like going to completely wipe out the White House, which is going to give them justification to move the Capitol to Colorado.
Yeah, Denver, yeah.
Right, Denver, yeah. So, yeah. Anyways, it looks like they're getting ready to close the Biden-Harris administration out. They're probably going to do a hit also on the Capitol, but this looks like the next 9/11, Robert. This looks like the path forward, which is the reason why they're having the thaw, so to speak, like in the book, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, you get the big thaw, right? And they're having a thaw of the COVID. They're realizing that war is over, and so they're gearing up for the Ukrainian war or the Taiwanese, and then they're going to blame this for a terrorist attack. But anyways, Robert, always a great show. Just wanted to drop that info. I thought it was really important that I had to jump in here. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting line of thought. Where they're actually going to go with it is, you know, I've learned after all these years that what they've got up their sleeve and all these long-range planned operations. That's why I'm saying, that's why I had a strange feeling about the Brits and the UK and the Irish taking the boot off the neck on COVID, because what's your thoughts on that? There's something else right here in the pipeline that you know, we're having trouble seeing, but it's here. They're not going to do that unless, you know, there's another phase to begin.
Right. Yeah, well, you were in the beginning of your broadcast, you hit right on it. They throw out the one cover. But it does look like, because it's in Germany, Austria, France, Romania, all over the world, there's so much pushback. I mean, you're talking about millions, like in Finland and the Netherlands. And so it looks like this whole vaccine passport, this COVID vaccine type thing, narrative, they're not going to be able to push it anymore. Nobody believes it anymore. And so it looks like they have signed off on something, and it's like you said, Robert, we can't think this type of high-level, even comprehend or believe this type of high-level evil, but it looks like they're getting ready to close out, like the United States government, and they're going to go straight to where Milley takes over with 30, you know, generals with a salad, you know. Right. So it looks like,
you know, you got up on Great Game India. Is America heading for a systems collapse? You know, this whole great reset. You go from COVID, then you smash everything with the lockdowns, and then here we go with systems collapse, and you got your cryptocurrency mining biometric system that's been injected into all these people. Looks like that's possibly where it's all headed.
Yeah, and then there, you can see that Biden, he's on his last wheel. I mean, he's on rims right now. Maybe one flat tire has still got some rubber. They can't go Harris. They can't go Pelosi. And so it looks like they've set up this scenario in which it's going to be otherworldly, in which one day we're going to wake up and all of a sudden it's going to be the military's in control of the government because the Russians hit us because of some type of proxy war in Ukraine.
But, well, they put all that concrete around the White House too. Kind of interesting.
Yeah. But I think any sea level capital, I think it's all over. In fact, I got a family member that's he's like in sort of law enforcement. Let me just put it that way. And he basically says none of these big politicians sleep above ground anymore. In fact, he got White House mock-ups in most of the states in which the president can go, and you would think that he was at the White House.
Yeah,
I thought was really interesting. But it looks like they're going to go even bigger than we could thunk. We basically thought that it would be maybe the Chinese and a hemorrhagic or an Ebola type virus. But it looks like they're going to go crazier than that. Anyways, Robert, thanks for taking my call, and it was a great show. All right, Robert. God bless.
All right. Bye. Yep. Yeah. Take care. In my notes. December 22nd, I was riding down, and I know we got some other callers. We're coming up on break, so I'll start knocking you guys out after the break. I only got a couple minutes for a break. I was riding down I-270, which was one of those nice big military rings around major cities. If you look at all your major cities, there, you know, the first interstate project was right there here in the St. Louis area where this stuff all started. But I was driving down I-270 and I saw a semi with good old FEMA coffins, and I didn't get it on film, but I looked and I drove next to him for a while, and I was like, holy cow, this is a semi full of these coffins. So I wanted to get that out there. And Chesa Boudin, this San Francisco DA, and he's one of all the tons of them around. They're all Soros, Marxist funded. They're letting all the criminals out. And it's gone on steroids now. These people are in every one of our major cities. I'm watching these rappers, these young aspiring rappers in Memphis. They're doing attempted murders, and they're getting out after a few months. They're killing, like, celebrities, like this rapper that just got killed, Young Dolph. A couple of these guys should have never been out on the streets, but these DAs see to create the chaos, to create the terror. That's why they did away with this bail, this cash bail system all over the country simultaneously. It was a plan. That way the criminals, it's a revolving door. They do a bunch of really bad stuff. They get right back out. They go kill people. They go maim. They go loot. And this is creating that chaos. Just as Lenin and all the boys let out all the criminals in Russia. That's what we got here in Soviet America. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.